For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop testing missiles. Tillerson's comments follow a meeting between the top diplomats of China and North Korea in which China urged Pyongyang to engage in dialogue with its neighbors and others. VOA asks Korea Society's Stephen Norbert about the U.S. reluctance to meet at the table with Pyongyang.
Well, there has been hesitation because the precondition was a commitment to denuclearization. But I think that the pragmatic concerns are such that the advances warrant talk sooner than not. And there have been many proposals across the U.S. public sphere and in scholarly and analytical circles that a freeze is needed or some sort of moratorium, and that's only achieved through negotiation.
Meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said that it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says soldiers stopped what he called a terrorist attack at some 20 people on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia, killing two, capturing eight others. The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup. It comes just days after the government-sponsored election that formed a new constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. The opposition said it's aimed at keeping Mr. Maduro in power. Months of anti-government protests there have left more than 120 dead. This is VOA News. At least 11 people were killed, several more wounded. It happened in an attack on a church in southeastern Nigeria. It appears to have been caused by a personal feud between two people in that church community. The gunman's apparent target was not in the church at the time of the attack, and President Muhammadu Buhari called it an appalling crime. On the eve of Kenya's presidential elections, hundreds of international observers from the European and African unions are fanning across the country to monitor the elections. Head of the European Parliament delegation, David McAllister, spoke today in Nairobi.
The European Union has a long tradition in supporting partner countries in democracy and in conducting good elections. We're all hoping for free, fair and peaceful elections in this country. The short-term observers of the European Parliament are fully integrated in the long-term election observation mission of the European Union, which is led by my colleague from the European Parliament, Marietje Schaake, from the Netherlands. We wish all candidates good luck, and we hope that this wonderful and great country, Kenya, will have a good future.
Presidential election tomorrow will be one of the tightest and most competitive elections the country has seen. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta faces longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga. Former war crimes prosecutor Carla De La Ponte says that for 5 years she's been in this role at the UN panel documenting abuses in the Syrian conflict, says she's resigning from the commission dealing with all of this because of a lack of support, she says, from the UN Security Council. The premier of Australia's Queensland state, Anastasia Palchuk, today told reporters her government is ready to help in any way it can with the situation in which U.S. Marines are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast.
My government is offering whatever assistance is needed, and we have conveyed that to U.S. authorities. I can also advise that the Royal Flying Doctor Service actually transferred an injured Marine down to the Royal Brisbane Hospital overnight, and that Marine has been taken care of. But once again, my heartfelt condolences to those Marine families that have lost loved ones, and we are doing everything we can with the recovery efforts.
The U.S. aircraft had launched from a ship and was conducting regularly scheduled operations when it crashed into the water off Australia. 23 of 26 personnel aboard the aircraft were rescued. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.